Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schulte moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schulte moves to third. Kress moves to second. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Kress moves to third. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is walked intentionally. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogden for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte, who is chasing the ball. Cochran reaches third base with a triple. Hauser goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Maynish reaches third base with a triple. McNeely goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Bishop trying to get to third. McNeely throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Bishop for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Blue reaches second base with a double. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Shang reaches second base with a double. Brannan moves to third. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogden hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brannan scores. Shang scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. McNeely steals second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Hauser scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boley moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to third. Rommel moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogden hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Miller reaches second base with a double. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manish for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and tags Speaker for the out. He's got Bishop trapped. He throws to Shang, who throws to O'Rourke, who tags Bishop for the double play. Cobb moves to second. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Otis Brannon. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ski Melillo now playing second base. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Mullen pinch hits for Jack Ogden. Billy Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.